Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome to Vic Friends Podcast. My name is Valerie Molyneux, president and founder of this Vitiligo support community. And it's my pleasure to come to you with my show entitled The Journey with Vitiligo. This is where I get to interview individuals nationally as well as internationally and to just discuss with them their journey, their stories about living and coping with vitiligo. We also want to let you know that this year it is our delight to be celebrating our 13th year with our podcast. Also, we want to let you know that our podcasts are being sponsored by My Vitiligo Team. Please, we ask that you would like, share, subscribe, but also follow our podcast because you'll get notification as to when the next show is happening. We thank you for your support, and right now, I ask that you sit back, relax, and enjoy my show, The Journey with Vitiligo. Well, hello, hello, and greetings wherever you are in the world. This is Valerie Molyneux, president and CEO of this amazing vitiligo community. We've been in existence since about 2007. We launched our first meeting in 2009, and we are still going strong. Today, I wanted to come on to greet you and to say happy, happy Easter to you and your family as you celebrate in whatever way around the world. Easter weekend is being recognized, and we just want to acknowledge that we are celebrating as well, and we want to thank all of you for your support to this point of the year. I'm coming to you live out of Boston, Massachusetts, where it's a beautiful, beautiful, bright, sunny 51 degrees, and all is well on this end of the earth, and I pray that it is the same wherever you are. Again, Vic Friends, as you've heard, is being sponsored by My Vitiligo's Team. We pray that you'll get to know them and get to follow them and see all of the great information that they share weekly on their website. Again, My Vitiligo's Team is our main sponsor, and we thank them for their support. We're celebrating 14 years this year of hosting our podcast, and it is certainly a pleasure. And as I get on here today, just to give you some updates and to give you an Easter greeting, I want to first say a special, special thank you to Hull Bay Productions. Hull Bay Productions, led by Tonya and Gregory McGrath, they are the producers of our film, or should I say our first film, entitled More Than Our Skin. It is a wonderful, wonderful presentation of five women and their life and their journey with vitiligo, something you don't want to miss. That is available coming up soon. Hull Bay Production will be sharing with you the pay-per-view link, but we are proud to announce that we're now in the, we've just made it on the, we were finalists on the New York and the LA and a couple of the film festivals that's out there. There's lots and lots of them, and Miss Tonya is making her way around to getting into all of these. So there's some recognition, there's some trophies. If you go to the More Than Our Skin website, it's morethanourskin.org. All of the information is listed. The awards that have been received so far, the trophies and all of that. And we're just extremely proud of the work of Hull Bay Production and to bring in life to our condition this way, to getting the word out, to showcasing on the screen what this really looks like close up. And so I'm just grateful for their work and for my teammates. Millie out of Connecticut, Patricia out of New York, Katrina out of North Carolina, Alicia out of Minnesota, and myself are the five leading characters in this More Than Our Skin film. It's a documentary, and we hope that everyone will get to see it. And we ask for your feedback. If you've had a chance, please share your feedback. If you'd like to call into the show, even now, for those who might have had a sampling, my number is 516-666-9973, where you can call me and let me know if you've had a chance to see it and what it has done for you, meant to you, and just your overall feedback of this hard work. It was a 3-year journey. This March marks 3 years that we've been working on this documentary, and we're just so grateful that we've come to this point where the premiere happened recently at Fitchburg State University. We're grateful to have some of those film students supporting and working with Miss Tonya to bring this all together. We're just so grateful to everyone that's had a hand in this piece. I can't name everyone, but they are listed on the website, again, morethanourskin.org, and it will be up for pay-per-view shortly. Hull Bay Production will post that out. And so we're excited. We're just so excited. That is one of the top news that we have for you right now, is what's happening on that front. Secondly is GVF is hosting, along with Fearfully and Wonderfully Made out of Indiana, the 2024 World Vitiligo Conference is coming up this June. We hope that you'll get involved, get to know and see what's happening. It's a family reunion like no other, and so we encourage you. There's also a camp for children that is absolutely free to the child and to a parent. If you're interested, get to the Global Vitiligo Foundation website for more information about the children's camp that's happening just days before the annual World Vitiligo Conference. And again, the word free, who does not like that word? Free means, and so again, that's free to parents and one parent, one child to attend this first ever vitiligo, spring camp. It's called Camp Victory. And the date for that is June 19 and 20, just before the World Vitiligo Conference kicks off. So get more information at Global Vitiligo Foundation. And again, it's the host of this year's conference is Fearfully and Wonderfully Made out of Indianapolis, Indiana. To all of our groups out there, all of our friends across the nation, across the globe, a special greetings to all of you. Somebody said to me the other day as I talked to them about my passion, it takes heart, it takes passion, it is a lot of work to run a group. And so we want to just recognize all of the group leaders across the U.S., across the globe, those that are doing real work in Nigeria, in St. Martin, in Trinidad, in China, in Australia, our dear friends, Jean-Marie and others there doing real work in France. We're connected. We're a family. Let's continue to build and to grow our family as we do what is commissioned of us to do, to bring people together, to support, to encourage, to advocate, to bring awareness. And that's the work of this amazing, amazing national and international vitiligo community. Special thank you goes out to our Boston medical student interns. Our leader is Miss Christian, and she has been doing tremendous work. We just read this week at school here in Massachusetts in the town of Newton, led by Kristen, our medical student. In 2 weeks, I'll be doing that again at the YMCA in Dorchester, Massachusetts. And that would be led by our other medical student, Casey. And so these young women are coming with us. They're reading. They're getting to see what we do with the children, engage with them. And so this is something near and dear to my heart as a former kindergarten teacher of 20 years, educating the young folks as to what vitiligo is about. It's not contagious. It's nothing to be afraid of. And if we get this education to them now, bullying, we may be able to bring bullying down for our children with vitiligo. So it's important that we do this. If you would like to read at a school in your area, please call us 844-374-3639 is our 800 number, 365 days for the year. It's available to you. We can tell you about books. We can answer any questions that you may have as to how it's done. We can send you our reading document that we've created and passed out to schools and libraries. And or you can also go right to our website, www.bitsfriends.org, where you'll find a reading page and see some photos as to places that we've been. We have been reading from California, out Florida, out south, to Massachusetts, up north. We've been reading. We've been getting out there. We have all of it documented in photos. Some are up on the website, some to be going up because our website, we just had some work done rebuilding it. And so we still have some photos to put up there for you. But to get out and to read, some of our young people from our Purple Patch Teens group have been out and have read, and that is so, that warms my heart. And so everyone can do it. It's a book. They're simple books. Children would enjoy them. And we have some on the website that you can take a look at. Or we now have a page on the Boston Public Library that shows the books that we're, at least some of the books that we're using that they have in their libraries. And so we're encouraging even the libraries to look into the other books that we have and to probably add them to their stock. And so we're doing real work. We want to thank those of you who called, who checked in on us, Vicky T. Hart out in Kansas, Justin Hall in Atlanta, people that just call and check in on us. We certainly do appreciate your concern. Things are well on this end. We are doing some, you know, work on a state level. We have lots of information to share with you later on that, but we're working with our state of Massachusetts, this great commonwealth. We pray we'll make a difference by having a bill for vitiligo insurance coverage, because we know about this, the struggle for some with getting insurance to cover even this new treatment called Opzelura. And so whatever we can do to help, we're putting forth a bill, and we will keep you abreast to what is happening on our end. From all of the leadership here at VitFriends, from our board in particular, we want to just pronounce a blessing on you as you celebrate this weekend with your family and friends. Easter means a lot, you know. It's for us to remember the reason for this Easter season and the sacrifice of the cross for this weekend. We're not a religious organization by any means, but we speak truth to power as to what it really is. This is Easter weekend and the significance of this weekend and the importance of this weekend hung on the cross. And so we want to say a blessing on you. We pray your weather is great. For those, our friends and our leadership there in Maryland, we have you in our hearts and in our minds. We all saw the bridge tumble in the state of Maryland. And so my heart and my prayers are for folks out there. We did hear from pretty much all of our people out there, Michelle and TJ, Joshua, all of our folks out there sent a little safe note. So we know that our folks are safe. We continue to pray for folks who have suffered any loss, any damage, anything from that crisis there. It could have been worse. That's the way I look at it. It could have been worse. Tankers could have tumbled. It just could have been even much worse than what we've seen. But God is in control. And so we lift up all of you. We remember all of you. If you're going out tomorrow to celebrate the Easter at your church or place of worship, go in peace, enjoy your day, spend time with your family. Just know that we're here at VitFriends to love on you, to empower you, to encourage you, to support you in any way. I want to especially thank our regular financial supporters, local individuals, here in Massachusetts, I can speak for that every month or whatever, they will send a gift. They don't have vitiligo, but they love and they're watching what we're doing. People are watching. God is watching and taking a note of all that goes on. So I want to especially thank our regular contributors to this work. You mean a whole lot to us. And we pronounce a blessing over your life, over your family. May God just cover you and keep you safe. We love you and we appreciate you so very much. Again, go in peace. Enjoy your weekend. And on behalf of myself, my husband, Roy Molyneux, also a member of the vitiligo community and a team member of this organization, and all of our board members, we say blessings of peace, prosperity, and health to you and your family. We love you as we listen to this music. God bless you.